ప్రాణరక్షానమనంత పితుర్వదశ్చ. మన్యే స్వభృత్యా ఋషివాక్యామృతం విదాతుం కద్గం ప్రగృహ్య యద్ అవోచద్ అసద్ విదిత్సు. త్వమీశ్వరో మద్దపారో వతుకం హరామి. మత్ప్రాణరక్షానమనంత పితుర్వదశ్చ. మన్యే స్వభృత్యా ఋషివాక్యామృతం విదాతుం. కద్గం ప్రగృహ్య యద్ అవోచద్ అసద్ విదిత్సు. త్వమీశ్వరో మద్దపారో వతుకం హరామి. మత్ప్రాణరక్షానమనంత పితుర్వదశ్చ. మన్యే స్వభృత్యా ఋషివాక్యామృతం విదాతుం. కద్గం ప్రగృహ్య యద్ అవోచద్ అసద్ విదిత్సు. త్వమీశ్వరో మదపారో వతుకం హరామి. Vaishnavis, so, మత్ప్రాణరక్షణం, సేవింగ్ మై లైఫ్ అనంత, ఓ అన్లిమిటెడ్ వన్, రిజర్వర్ ఆఫ్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ క్వాలిటీస్, పితు ఆఫ్ మై ఫాదర్, బదా Cha and killing. Manye, I consider. Swabritya of your unalloyed servants. Rishivakyam and the words of the great Saint Narad. Ritam true. Vidhatum to prove. Gadgam sword. Pragrihya taking in hand. Yat since avochat my father said. Asad viditsuhu desiring to act very impiously. Tuam you Ishvara and his supreme controller. Mat aparaha other than me. Avatu let him save. Come your head. Harami, I shall now separate. My Lord, O unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities, you have killed my father, Hiranyakashipu, and saved me from his sword. He has said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, the Lord says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedveshyustina priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maiteteshu chapiham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is undoubtedly equal to everyone. He has no friend and no enemy. But as one desires benefits from the Lord is very pleased to award them. The lower and higher position of different living entities are due to their desires. For the Lord, being equal to all, fulfills everyone's desires. The killing of Hiranyakashipu and saving of Prahlad Maharaj also strictly followed this law of the Supreme Controller's activities. When Prahlad's mother, Hiranyakashipu's wife, Kayadu, was under the protection of Narada, she prayed for the protection of her son from the enemy. And Narad Muni gave assurance that Prahlad Maharaj would always be saved from the enemy's hands. Thus, when Hiranyakashipu was going to kill Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord saved Prahlad to fulfill his promise. In Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati, and to prove true the words of Narada. The Lord can fulfill many purposes through one action. Thus, the killing of Hiranyakashipu and the saving of Prahlad were enacted simultaneously to prove the truthfulness of the Lord's devotee and the fidelity of the Lord himself to his own purpose. The Lord acts only to satisfy the desires of his devotees. Otherwise, he has nothing to do. As confirmed in the Vedic knowledge, natasya karyam karanam chavidyate, the Lord has nothing to do personally, for everything is done through his different potencies. Parasya shakti vividhayeva shruyate. The Lord has multifarious energies through which everything is done. Thus, when he personally does something, it is only to satisfy his devotee. The Lord is known as Bhaktavatsala because he very much favors his devoted servant. Om Agyanate Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataro Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayer to the Lord. Prayer, Bandhanam, is one of the nine angas or limbs of devotional service. So we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam so many prayers offered to the Lord. In prayers there are three aspects. One is offering obeisances. Second, glorification. And third, asking for blessing. That's the three aspects of prayers we found in the Shastra. Even when we pray in the morning to Tulasi Devi, we first Namo Nama Tulasi, we offer obeisances. Then we glorify, you are very dear to Krishna, you fulfill everyone's desire. And then we ask, please also give me your mercy, make me a resident of Vrindavan. So there's three aspects in prayer. First, offering obeisances, then glorifying the good qualities, and then asking for something spiritual, of course. It should be spiritual, not material. So here Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Lord Sri Nrisimhadev, and he's explaining, my dear Lord, you killed my father Hiranyakashipu and saved me from his sword. I mean, Hiranyakashipu was so angry at his own son, he was ready to chop off his head. Imagine. I mean, your own son, 5 years old. You have to be very evil to do that. Of course, we know Hiranyakashipu in Hiranyaksha were Jai Vijay, doorkeepers in Vaikuntha. And when they were cursed to fall to the material world, because the Kumaras were, they thought they were not qualified to be there, since they could not discriminate who were there, who could go, who could not, in Vaikuntha. So the Lord, of course, gave protection to his servants, and the Kumaras wanted to withdraw their curse, but the Lord said, no, you are sages, your word always must be true. But I'm offering them either to be born 3 times as demons or 7 times as devotees. They may choose as they like. Of course, if you are a devotee, you will prefer to be born 7 times as devotee than 3 times as demons. I mean, what is the big deal? There's only a few more births as a devotee. But they would discuss between themselves, Jai Vijay, why the Lord is offering us to go faster back to Vaikuntha as demons than devotees. What is the reason? They concluded, must be the Lord wants to fight demons and there are none now in the material world since the beginning of creation. So they made up their mind and went to the Lord and they prayed, my dear Lord, please give us a very evil mentality so we can give you a very good fight. They know this fighting spirit is coming originally from the Lord. But the Lord shows His anger, His fighting spirit, only to protect His devotees when they are in danger. Like Prahlad Maharaj, his life was in danger. So the Lord protects His pure devotees. Kaunteya pratijanahina me bhakta pranashyati. At the same time, the Lord fulfills another purpose. And that purpose is that to prove His devotees' word, Narad Muni. He promised Kayadu, Prahlad's mother, that your son will be protected from the enemy. Because when Prahlad was in his mother's womb, the demigods headed by Indra came to kill her. Thinking that the child in her womb was another Hiranyakashipu. They thought, we have enough with one big demon like him. We don't need another one. They thought, this, as father, as son, they thought like that. Logical conclusion. But Narada Muni stopped them. He said, no, this child is not like his father. He's a great devotee. Because Narada Muni is Trikalagya. He knows past, present, future. He knew Prahlad Maharaj's past life. In his past life, in Narasingha Purana, it is described that Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee. And he was attached to a prostitute. He was living with a prostitute. And one day they had a big fight. So he left home early in the morning without eating or drinking anything. He went into the forest. And she also left home very angrily at him. And in the forest, one lion was chasing Prahlad. And he was running for his life. You know, he will turn his head and see this lion roaring at him, chasing him. So he started to meditate on the Lord. You know, please, Lord Narayan, please protect me from this danger. So he's trying to see in his mind the form of the Lord. But when he will turn his head back, he will see the roaring lion. So the form mixed up. With the head of the lion and the body of Narayan. And that way he meditated on Lord Narasimhadev unknowingly for him, because that form is eternal, no, of the Lord. Anyway, he found an abandoned temple in the jungle and he locked himself in. And that was an abandoned Narasimha temple. And he spent all the night there without sleeping or eating, drinking. And his wife, she also went to that temple, you know, by coincidence. So they were talking, you know, they made it up between themselves, whatever. But that day was Narasimha Chaturdasi, because the Lord appears in different kalpas. So that day was, and because they fasted and were awake all night, he became Prahlad next life, she became his wife next life. That's in the Narasimha Purana. Explain about this. So of course Narada Muni knows everything. So he knew that there's a great devotee. So that's why he took her to his ashram and he was preaching to her so Prahlad and the womb will hear the transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So the Lord is equal to everyone. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. This first two lines of this Bhagavad Gita verse, namedveshyo stina priyaha, nobody is dear to me, nobody is my enemy, I don't envy anyone, I'm equal to everyone. That's the aspect of Paramatma speaking. Paramatma is maintaining, you know, this creation, living entity, Vishnu. But the second part, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya, those devotees who worship me, they are very dear to me. They are friend to me. I am friend to them. That's his Bhagavan aspect speaking. Because that's his relationship between the Lord as Bhagavan with his devotees. So, like the rain pulled down and is feeding all the trees. Some trees, they have sour fruit. Some trees, they have sweet fruits. But that is not the fault of the rain. The rain is giving to everyone rain. So if some fruits give sour or sweet fruit, that's not the fault of the rain. That's depending on each one's qualities. So the same way, the Lord is giving everyone the opportunity to become a devotee. Otherwise, why He will come in different avatars and as Lord Chaitanya Himself, the most merciful avatar, to protect the religion for this age, to establish Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name. When Prabhupada visited our temple in South America, Venezuela, he said, the night he arrived, he said, if Lord Chaitanya will have come like Krishna to kill demons, practically speaking, nobody will be left in Kali Yuga. But he came to kill the evil mentality of people by this Harinam Sankirtan. It's very powerful, this chanting of the holy name. I just came from San Diego, and the devotees told me one story. Some years ago, they had this Earth Festival, Earth Day, and their booth was next to some psychic. So this psychic was, bringing a ghost and telling people, people were making big line, to pay money to be told their future, whatever, their problems. So she was, it seems that she was like channeling some real ghost or something. But the devotees were chanting next to her, and she complained that since the devotees were chanting, her job was being disturbed because the ghost would not come if the chanting was next to them. No evil spirit will come if the chanting of Hare Krishna is there. So she asked the organizer, please move me some other place, And they did that. They moved it all. So, anyway, so since Krishna is always truthful to His word, He promised in Bhagavad Gita, O Arjuna, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish. Kaunteya pratijanihina vivakta parnashyati. He promised Kunti Devi that your sons, the Pandavas, will be protected by me in this Kurukshetra war. They will not be harmed, I promise you. And of course, after the Kurukshetra war, everybody died but them. So she was praising Krishna, she was praying to Krishna. My dear Lord, the star may stop shining, the planets may lose their orbit, but your word will never fail. You're always truthful to your word. So that's the beauty of bhakti, of devotional service, that faith, that surrender the devotees develop in their practice of Krishna consciousness. Gives them the strength to go on no matter what may come. They have this confidence. Krishna will protect me. Krishna is my only maintainer, my only protector. Unless we develop this mentality of dependence on the Lord, it's very difficult to practice devotional service properly. So it's very important to develop this surrender mentality to the Lord, this dependence on the Lord's protection and mercy. In the Kurukshetra war, Krishna promised not to fight, not to use any weapon. But Bhishma Dev made the vow that I will force Krishna to break his promise, just to pacify Duryodhana, because Duryodhana was always, pinching him. You're not fighting like a true Kshatriya, because you still have affection for the Pandavas. What kind of Kshatriya are you? You are a fake. So he always harass him all the time. So he made him angry. Kshatriyas become angry, easily. So he made him angry. He said, okay, I promise you, today I will fight so strongly against Arjuna, I will force Krishna to break his promise not to fight. So Duryodhana was in ecstasy, you know, I made it, you know. Some people are like that. They like to see others angry. They start pinching them until they make them angry. When they see them angry, I made it, you know. I had once an experience like that with a devotee, you know, trying to disturb another devotee. Anyway, once a devotee approached Prabhupada and told him, Prabhupada, this devotee is giving me a lot of trouble. He did this to me, he did say that about me. And Prabhupada told him, don't be angry at the instrument of your karma. It's a fact, you know. We tend to blame others for our problems. That's conditioned reaction, natural reaction, I would say. Everybody wants to defend himself or herself from any attack. But Prabhupada gave a very philosophical, very important knowledge that we should be tolerant. Maybe that is the instrument of our karma. Prabhupada himself once gave the example about that when Prabhupada was giving a lecture in the big hall and one man started to criticize him, blaspheme him, and devotees wanted to throw him out. But Prabhupada said, no, no, let it be, let it be. So after the lecture, everything, devotee asked Prabhupada, why you didn't allow us to throw him out? He was offending you. Prabhupada said, that's all right. Maybe in past life I did something to him, now he's retaliating, so I should be tolerant. So, but if others devotees or Krishna is being attacked, then we should not be tolerant. We should be angry. And that way you can use our angers in the Lord's service. Like Hanuman, he became angry and burned Lanka. Although Ramchandra didn't ask him to burn Lanka. He just asked him to take message to Sita Devi. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the question may arise, if Krishna said that, then Bhishma attacked so much, so heavily Arjuna, that Arjuna was desperate. He was wounded with so many arrows. Krishna himself was wounded. Then Krishna became very angry and came down from the chariot and took a chariot wheel and was going to attack Bhishma. Bhishma was in ecstasy with open arms. Here is my Lord coming for me. Once a reporter asked Prabhupada, what you will do if a bomb comes at you? Prabhupada said, here is Krishna coming to take me with him. No fear, no fear. The devotee is fearless because he sees everything in relation to Krishna. Life or death or danger, whatever. He has no other shelter. If the laws allow it, I have to die, let it happen. Then Arjuna was chasing after Krishna, trying to grab his leg to stop him, you know, because he didn't want Krishna to break his promise not to fight, no? But Bhishma was in ecstasy thinking, oh, just see, he loves so much his devotee Arjuna that he's ready to break his promise. But that was not the only purpose in Krishna doing that. The other purpose, he wanted that Bhishma's word, also his pure devotee, will be more true than his own words. That much love Krishna has for his pure devotees. He's ready to. But didn't happen anyway, because at that moment, the conscious blew, that's the end of the day's fight. So Krishna didn't actually broke his promise, but he was ready to do it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I joined ISKCON back in the 70s, 74, in South America, I gave books about Krishna to my family and friends. And one day, my younger sister, she told me, thank you for that book, I read it, it's very nice. But I have one big doubt, can you please help me? I said, yes, What is that? She said, well, I don't understand why you worship a God who's a thief and a liar. He said, why do you say like that? She said, well, in the book it said that Krishna steals butter and yogurt. And when he's caught, he denies. He said, no, I'm not stealing. So not only thief, but also liar. How you explain that? I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I need to know, you know. And I told her, okay, let me try to explain. But first you have to accept at least theoretically that Krishna is God. Then I can explain. She said, okay, theoretically I may accept. Alright. If he's God, that means all the butter and yogurt in the universe belongs to him. So if he say I'm not stealing, he's saying true. He's not lying. How can you steal from yourself? She said, well, but that makes sense. Anyway, there is one Krishna pastime in Vrindavan about stealing yogurt. His friend came to him and said, Krishna, I heard one gopi made a very nice freshly yogurt, very sweet from the best cows. We shall go tomorrow morning and steal it. Krishna said, yes, tell the other friends. We're going there at sunrise. But that gopi had spies, so they told her, Krishna's coming to your home tomorrow morning, be ready. So when Krishna arrived with his friends, they found an alarm system made of bells, you know. The room where the yogurt was kept was surrounded by bells everywhere, you know, the windows, the walls, the floor, everywhere. So, with strings, so if one bell will sound, she will be any part of the house, she will hear the bell. So, she was ready, you know. So, when Krishna arrived, saw all the arrangement, he said, Acha. So, so he spoke to the bells. Bells, who is your Lord and Master? And the bells answered back, Krishna, you are our only Lord and Master, nobody else. Oh, that's very good. Are you going to obey me? Of course, Krishna. Whatever you say, we will obey. Very nice. I'm going to enter this room to steal this yogurt. And I'm going to shake you, but you should make no sounds. Do you promise this? Yes, Krishna. Whatever you say, we will obey. Very good. So Krishna opened the window, shook up all the bells, no sound came. He entered the room with his friend, kicking all the bells on the ground and the floor, and no sounds came. He climbed on his friend's shoulder, grabbed the hanging pot, full of bells, shaking it, no sounds came. They cut the rope, brought it down, took the cover, full of bells, no sounds came. But as soon as Krishna started to eat the yogurt, all the bells sounded at the same time. So all his friends flew away, you know, from the window. And Krishna became angry at the bells. I told you not to do this, why you did it? And the bells answered, what can we do, Krishna? The Vedas said, when Bhagavan eat, the sound of the bell must be there. Anyway, so this gopi came, and she caught Krishna with his hand in the yogurt. Finally, Krishna, I caught you. And Krishna denied, no, I'm not stealing your yogurt. How can you deny? Your hand is inside the pot. Well, my elephant toy fell in. Just see it, here it is. Come on, Krishna, your mouth is full of yogurt. No, my friend was stealing your yogurt. And before they left, they smelled some yogurt in my face to look me look guilty. Okay, enough of your lies, Krishna. I'm taking you with your mother to correct you, chastise you. So she binded Krishna's hand and took him to Yashoda's house. She knocked on the door. Yashoda, come see, your small thief is here. He's stealing yogurt from my house. So Yashoda came, what are you talking about? Krishna never left home. Krishna come. And Krishna came out of the house. So she became bewildered and she looked back and she saw her son tied up. His hands tied up. So Krishna approached her and whispered to her, and next time, if you will tie me up, your husband will be tied up. Anyway, Krishna is very, very naughty, very wonderful, Krishna. Anyway, so, but the fact is that Krishna never tells a lie. He always says the truth. That's a fact, you know. But once I was giving some home program in Oklahoma City, and one elder Indian gentleman, he asked me this question. He said, if Krishna is the absolute truth, and he never tells lies, why he asked Yudhishthir Maharaj to tell lie? You know the story in Mahabharata, that Bhima, he killed the one elephant enemy called Ashwatthama, and he was shouting, Ashwatthama, I killed Ashwatthama, with the idea to discourage Dronacharya from fighting, because he was killing too many Pandava soldiers. So Dronacharya didn't believe it. Then Krishna asked Yudhishthir Maharaj, you say that Ashwatthama is dead, then he will believe. Now, it is said in the Mahabharata that Yudhishthir was so pure, so pious, that his chariot will not touch the ground, will always will be above the ground. And some commentators wrongly say that because he told lies, chariot touched the ground. But the truth is, because he doubted for a moment to obey Krishna's word, that's why his chariot touched the ground. Because he doubted one single moment. And then he said, Ashwatthama is dead. Then to himself, the elephant. You know. But then this man asked me, why Krishna asked Yudhishthira to tell lie? And I told him, well, you're right. Krishna never tell lies or ask anybody to tell lies. So how can be explained? I told him, Krishna is not speaking from the material point of view, rather from the spiritual point of view. Ashwatthama was spiritually dead because he became enemy of the Pandavas and Krishna. So he became spiritually dead. So telling Yudhishthira to tell Ashwatthama is dead is correct from the spiritual point of view, not the physical point of view. He said, well, I'm satisfied. So there are always, we have to see from both sides, material and spiritual point of view. What may seem logical to devotees may not seem so logical for materialists, because they use a different logic to understand things. So, here Prahlad Maharaj, he's expressing his full dependence in the Lord's protection and also his subordinate position as his eternal servant. And grateful that the Lord always protects his devotees, always prove that his words always are true. When Prabhupada visited South America, he once told us, if you follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds and do Sankirtan, I promise you, you will see Krishna face to face in this very life. We are so happy to hear that. Well, somebody may say, well, it takes a little more than that to see Krishna face to face. But because his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, made such a promise, if we follow strictly the four rules, don't, without deviation, and chant attentively, trying to avoid offenses, surely Krishna will fulfill Prabhupada's promise to all of us. No doubt. We should have that much faith that Krishna is more eager to prove his devotee's word to be true than his own word. Just as in the case of Bhishmadev's pastime with Arjun. So, I'm going to stop here and ask you if you have any comment or question. Please do. Hari Bol. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I just had a question about Prahlad Maharaj's previous life.
Yes.
You know, it was just kind of mentioning that he was living with a prostitute.
Yes.
You know, there's certain instances, you know, in these leelas where it's kind of like these uncommon circumstances. But you know, it just seems to me like, at least from you know, one could argue that, you know, it seems like just an ordinary situation, you know,
yes.
An ordinary devotee,
yes.
Struggling.
Sometimes devotees are caught in very strange situations. Well, actually, she wasn't really like prostitute as we know it now, selling her body. But she was unchaste to him. She was cheating on him with other men. So, in that sense, she was prostitute.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
Just to clarify. All right. Any other question? Comments? All right. Very good. So thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.